This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.
Okay, so Coach Tate has decided on her stars. She didn't know who they were yet when I talked to her this evening, but she is going to go with three juniors: Raya Hazley, Cortasia Hollins, and Anaya Dean, and two sophomores: Janae McLaurin and Tarika Emma. Kyra Penn will jump center for Mountain Home. Tariqa Emmon for West Memphis. Ball is up in the air, and the tip is won by the Lady Blue Devils. They are moving left to right in this first half. Here is Hazley going down in the low block. Ball stolen by Mountain Home. First turnover of the evening. Here's Lady Bombers' first possession. Gilbert going into the front court, finding Penn on the low block for the layup. A little strong, no good. Ball's knocked her way. Ball's still loose, going out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Mountain Home, and West Memphis will get it back as we are 19 seconds into this contest. No score as of yet. Hazley walks the ball into the front court for the Lady Blue Devils. Ball goes over on the right side to Hollins. She'll take the screen, dribble up top, and she gets caught traveling. Shuffled her feet a little too much before she threw the pass. Second turnover of the night against the Lady Blue Devils. Inbound pass goes to Gilbert. Full court man for West Memphis. Gilbert into the front court. Has it between the circles. Now dribbles over to the left elbow. Pulls it, gives it to Husky in the corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound is being chased down by Foreman. She couldn't save it, though. And ball goes out of bounds. Almost just about the same place where it went the first time, right in front of the West Memphis bench on the far sideline. The Lady Blue Devils get it back with 7:13 left in the first quarter. No score as of yet. Hazley walks the ball across the timeline. Ball goes over on the left side to Emma. Now over on the right to Holland. She's going to go into the lane, pull up for the jumper. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. It was last touched by Emma. She just couldn't handle the ball trying to get the rebound. Mountain Home will get it back with 6:51 left of this opening period. Still no score. Gilbert into the front court, dribbling into the paint, finding Penn on the low block on the left side. Her layup goes in and out. No good. And the rebound comes to Lady Blue Devils. Hazley across the timeline. She has it between the circles. Mountain Home in a man-to-man. Ball goes over on the left side to Hollins. Now she'll throw it up top to Emmon. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Kyra Penn. And now she's going to be tied up. And it's going to be Mount Holmes basketball in the possession arrow. 6:22 left in the first quarter. Lady Bombers will get the ball back. Both teams have yet to score in this one. Husky will trigger the inbound pass. It goes to Gilbert. Gilbert goes into the front court, throws over to Husky on the left wing. Back up top to Gilbert. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Ball goes out of bounds, and it will be West Memphis basketball. Well, so far, both teams having a tough time shooting, as we have yet to see to have anyone score yet. We are almost 2 minutes into this contest. Hazley across the timeline. Throws over on the right side to Hollins. Down to Hazley. She has the ball knocked away from her. Goes out of bounds. It was last touched by Mount Home. Good defense, though, by the Lady Bombers. West Memphis will inbound it on the baseline with 5:55 left of the first quarter. Hazley will inbound it. Tries to get it in to Dean. She couldn't handle the pass, and Mount Home comes up with a steal. Third turnover of the night against West Memphis. Martin into the front court. Throws it to Husky, now to Gilbert in the left corner. She's going towards the lane, pulling up for the jumper. No good, but she'll draw contact and head to the free throw line with 5:42 left of this opening period. Tarika Inman picks up her first personal foul, first team foul against West Memphis. So Kate Gilbert at the free throw line to try to give Mountain Home the first lead of this evening. First free throw is up and good. So Mountain Home gets on the board first. One more free throw for Gilbert. Gilbert's second shot is up. In and out, no good, and the rebound comes to Hazley. She's quickly back the other way for the Lady Blue Devils, dribbling into the lane, going up for the running jumper, no good. Rebound controlled by Foreman, and back comes Mountain Home. Foreman will give it to Gilbert, who brings it into the front court, dribbles to the right side, gives it down to Foreman on the low block. She does a turnaround jumper off the glass and in. Anna Grace Foreman with her first 2 points of the night. 3-0, Mountain Home leading it, 5:20 left of the first quarter. Hazley across the timeline, throws it over on the left side to Emin. Now up top to Hollins. Hollins is going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's knocked around. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Janae McLaren. And Mountain Home will get it back with 5:03 left of the first period. Addison Yates checking in for the first time for Mountain Home, replacing Kate Gilbert. Yates, a 5'8 sophomore, and for West Memphis. Kenya Freeman checks in for the first time tonight, replacing Janae McLaren. Freeman is a senior. Here's Husky into the front court, goes over to the right side, gives it to Foreman on the low block. Her jumper, no good, and the rebound's controlled by Hollins, and back on the Lady Blue Devils. Kay Gilbert's going to check in at the next available time. Ball goes over to Hazley on the right, left side, up top now to Freeman, over on the right, down the corner to Hollins. Now back on the wing to Emin. She's going into the lane for the layup. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Kyra Penn. She kicks it out to Husky, who goes quickly into the lane on the other side. Going to give it to Yates. It looked like she was trying to draw a little contact, but going up with it. No call. And the ball's finally controlled on the rebound by Hazley. She's quickly back the other way, going up for the layup. And it rolls around and goes in. So West Memphis gets on the board almost halfway into the first quarter. 3-2, Mountain Home leading it. Here's Emma Martin into the front court, dribbles to the right side, gives it to Penn, finds Foreman in the lane, going up for the layup, a little strong, no good, and the rebound's controlled by West Memphis. Freeman into the front court, throws up top to Hazley, who will set up the offense. Hazley dribbles to the right side, now goes back towards the lane, going up for the layup, no good, but draws contact, and she'll head to the free throw line with a chance to give the Lady Blue Devils their first lead of the night with 3:46 left of the first quarter. Fouls on Emma Martin, her first personal foul, team foul number one against the Lady Bombers. So Hazley at the free throw line. She has she had the first 2 points of the evening for West Memphis. First free throw goes up and in. Kay Gilbert checking back in for Mountain Home, replacing Kyra Penn. And for West Memphis, Cortasia Hollins and Kenya Freeman both taking a seat as they are replaced by a couple of, actually a junior, Tierra Bradley, and a sophomore, Tania Burnett. The second free throw is up, no good. She gets one of two on that trip, and Mountain Home and West Memphis tied at 3-3. That's the first tie of the night. Here's Gilbert with it up top after Mountain Home gets the rebound. Over 3.5 minutes left of the first quarter. Gilbert going down into the lane. Tries to give it to Foreman. Pass is knocked away and stolen by Bradley. First turnover of the night against Mountain Home. And back come the Lady Blue Devils. Hazley in the front court for West Memphis. Has it between the circles. Throws over on the left side to Dean. Her pass down in the lane was knocked away and stolen by Peyton Husky. Fourth turnover of the night against the Lady Blue Devils. Ball goes in the front court with Kate Gilbert. She has it on the left wing. Now throws it to Yates. Over to Husky on the right side. She'll take the screen. And a foul away from the ball on the Lady Blue Devils. They're going to give that to Anaya Dean, her first personal foul, team foul number two against West Memphis. 3:01 left the first quarter. Husky inbounds it on the far sideline, gets into Martin. Now she'll give it to Gilbert, who dribbles between the circles. Gilbert heading toward the right side. Picks up a dribble, gives it to Foreman up top. She's going to pull up for the jumper just inside the three-point line. In and out, no good. The rebound was knocked to Bradley, and back comes West Memphis. Hazley into the front court, going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Ariah Hazley with all six of West Memphis points, and that's the first lead of the evening for the Lady Blue Devils. Emma Martin across the timeline for Mountain Home. Has on the right side. Now dribbles a little closer to the top. Tries to give it to Kate Gilbert. Pass was knocked away by Freeman. She almost stayed in bounds, but couldn't stay just inside the sideline. Peyton Husky inbounds it on the far sideline. Her pass was knocked away and stolen by West Memphis. Hazley quickly into the front court. Dribbles on the right side. Now she's going down to lane, going up for the layup. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Emma Martin. And back come the Lady Bombers. Martin throws it to the front court to Gilbert. She has it on the left wing, pulling up for the jumper. In and out. No good. Rebound will go out of bounds. Last touch by Foreman. And it will be West Memphis basketball. Boy, Mount Home's just struggling from the field so far in this game. 6-3, Lady Blue Devils leading it. Actually, both teams are kind of struggling from the shooting from the floor. Hazley into the front court for West Memphis. Just dribbling between the circles. Now throws over on the right side to Burnett. Burnett will give it up top to Dean. Over on the left side to Hazley. She'll take the screen. Now go down towards the corner. Now throws it up near the top to Freeman. Now up top it goes to Burnett. Or on the right side to Dean. Now up top to Freeman. Her jumper up, no good, and the rebound's controlled by Peyton Husky. Back comes Mountain Home. Husky into the front court, gives it to Martin on the right side. Martin will drill up to the top and set up the offense. Now gives it to Gilbert. Now to Yates up top, over to Martin on the right side. Martin dribbles down into the lane, going up for the jumper. No good, but draws contact, and she'll head to the free throw line with 53.3 seconds left the first quarter. Tierra Bradley picks up her first personal foul. That's the third team foul against West Memphis. So Emma Martin at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has yet to score in this game. Martin's first free throw is up. No good. Well, Mountain Home shooting woes continue in this opening period. Martin's second shot is up, in and out, no good. She misses both, and the rebound's controlled by Tierra Bradley. Kenya Freeman walks into the front court, gives it up top to Hazley, who will set up the offense. Over on the left side goes to Dean. Now back up top to Hazley. 35 seconds left of the first quarter. It's a three-point West Memphis lead. Hazley just dribbling up top. I don't know. They may hold for the last shot of the period. 20 seconds left. Hazley still dribbling up at the top between the circles. Dribbling a little more to the left side now. 10 seconds. Still dribbled up to the top. 5 seconds. Now ball goes over on the right side to Burnett. She's going to dribble down to the corner. Thought about the jumper, but instead tried to kick it out. And the time expires, and Mountain Home and West Memphis will not get a shot off. Now, in fact, that's actually a turnover because it went right to the hands of Kate Gilbert. So 8 minutes are in the books. We'll break after the end of the first quarter. West Memphis leads Mountain Home 6-3. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured. Not bank guarantee and may lose value.